Welcome to the Faithfully Free podcast. I'm Katie Bailey. I'm a wife, mom, licensed professional counselor, and I'm passionate about seeing women flourish in their relationships. In this podcast, we will focus on how, as a woman after God's own heart, you can learn to live faithfully free despite any toxic people you may encounter. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. Welcome to episode 21 of the Faithfully Free podcast. I am very excited about today's episode because I think every single one of us can relate to this topic. We are talking today about finding freedom from caring about what other people think of us. We all care about how other people see us. And to a certain extent, that makes sense, right? God made us to be loved and to be accepted by others. And so, of course, we crave that positive regard from other people. And some of that's not bad, right? We're hardwired that way to connect to people. And that's going to involve caring how they see us and what they think of us. However, the problem comes when we allow our worry, our concern about how other people see us, to impact our lives too much. We're then giving away the power. We're allowing other people to run our lives. We stop making our own decisions. We stop guiding our own lives, and we're allowing other people to dictate who we are and what we do indirectly from how we worry about what they think. So in this episode, we're going to look at four effects of caring about what other people think of us, how that impacts our relationships and really steals us from the joy of having relationships and living life the way that God intended. And then we're also going to talk about what can we do to overcome that. So let's go ahead and just jump right in. So as we've said, when we care too much about what other people think, we lose control of our own lives. How does that actually impact things? What do we need to really pay attention to? Well, when we care too much what other people think, like we've said, we let other people have the power. All of our choices are no longer based on what's best for us, but rather we're making choices just to make a good impression on other people. Here's an example. Many years ago, when my son James was in preschool, he got a black eye. Nate and James were playing baseball in the backyard, and Nate accidentally nailed James in the face. Now, I got Nate's permission to share this story on the podcast. He still feels really bad about it. It was one of those plastic balls. It wasn't a real baseball, but it was enough to give my three-year-old a super bad black eye. I mean, the whole side of his face was purple, basically. There was no hiding it, no disguising it. It was very obvious. So after I knew that James was okay, my very next thought was, oh no, what will people think when I drop him off at preschool, right? Are people going to think I'm a bad mom? Are people going to think we hit our kid? Are people going to think that I wasn't supervising him or taking care of him enough? They're going to think I'm a terrible parent. I could have let those fears keep me from sending James to school, but then I would have been depriving James of the chance to play and learn and socialize with his friends and have a whole new experience. I didn't want to take those things from him. I had to trust that the teachers and the other parents would know me well enough to know that I wasn't a bad mom, that it was an accident. But also, I had to believe that even if people did think I was a bad mom, that that didn't matter. Just because they would think that doesn't mean it's true. Another good example these days is everything we're dealing with COVID and the school situations. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. We cannot allow what other families think about our choices for our own kids. We can't let that influence the decisions we're making. We know our family's the best, and we have to make the best decisions for our own kids, whether that's homeschooling, sending them to private school, you know, staying with the district and doing online school, whatever it is. We have to be confident in the choices we make for our families. No one knows our own situation like we do. If you allow other people and what they might think of you to impact your decision you make, you aren't making the choice. In essence, they are. because you're so worried about what they think, you're letting that matter more than what's best for your family. Okay, so the first impact that caring too much what other people think has is it takes away the power of you making the right choices in your own life. You're letting other people dictate how your life goes. The second impact is that your relationships become more superficial. When we are afraid that others will think poorly of us, we're less likely to be vulnerable with others. Now remember, vulnerability is essential to healthy relationships. Go and check out episode 13, if you haven't already, to learn more about how important vulnerability is to quality relationships. Secure, balanced connections with other people are so important to our well-being. When we cannot be honest with people because we fear what they think of us, we create a huge obstacle to true relationship. The third impact that worrying too much how people see us has on our lives is we become more judgmental of others ourselves. When our minds spend so much time focused on how other people see us, worried about how they might be judging us, we're more quick to hold up that mental measuring stick to other people. Mostly this is because it makes us feel better about ourselves. If we feel like we aren't living up to other people's standards, the easiest form of comfort then is to judge and put other people down. We feel better when we belittle others, even in our minds, and we think ourselves better than them. When we can learn to tune out other people's judgments of us, we are way more likely to offer that same freedom and grace to other people. Now, the fourth impact that worrying about how other people see you has on your life, and this one is the most important. God is no longer the center of your life. Other people are. This is how the Bible refers to this as the fear of man. It doesn't really mean you're afraid of other people. It means that you are so concerned and worried about how they see you that that takes the place of God in your life. This is absolutely the most detrimental impact of all. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe." So really what that's telling us is that we worry too much how other people see us, that lays a snare in our life. And that's all these other things that we're talking about, the other impacts that this can have on our relationships. But whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. If we can learn to trust in God and keep him the center, we will be safe and we will be able to have healthier relationships. When we're so focused on what other people think of us, we're valuing that more than God. And we aren't believing in who God says we are. We are saying with our actions that what other people say about us is more important than what God says. That will get you in trouble every single time. So how do we overcome worrying about what other people think of us? Well, the first thing you absolutely have to do is know who God says you are. This is the anchor of everything. I encourage you to get a sheet of paper, just a regular, sheet of paper from your printer, and make two columns on it. Do it on actual paper, because when we write things down with like a paper and a pen, our brain retains that information better than if you just type it out or if you even just think about it in your head. You need to get pen and paper and write it down. In the left-hand column, I want you to write down all the negative thoughts that you have about yourself. I want you to take some time. This isn't a quick exercise. Take some time over a few days and just try to pay attention. What are the negative thoughts that seem to be on repeat in your head? And those are the ones I want you to write down. It could be things like, I'm not lovable, I'm not forgivable, nobody likes me, whatever you notice is on repeat. Then I want you to spend time in prayer and reading the scriptures for verses that prove those thoughts wrong. And I promise you they're there. If you have a hard time figuring it out or finding them, email me and we will sort it out. Once you find those verses, I want you to write those in the right-hand column, so that you can compare, this is the lie in my head, to this is what God's truth says. And I want you to keep this list handy. And whenever you notice those thoughts plaguing you, those lies in your head, especially when you notice them influencing a choice you have to make, right? Because you're worried about how other people will see that choice. I want you to review those scriptures. the more secure you are in knowing who God says you are, the less other people's opinions will sway you. I know that to be true in my own life. When we are so anchored in the truth of who God says you are, it's easier to deflect other people's opinions. Okay, that's one thing we can do to overcome caring too much about what other people think. The second thing is to just embrace this truth. Most people don't know all the details of your life, so they don't have a full understanding of you. What they think, it's not an informed opinion. Only you know the details of your situation, right? This is in line with the example of the school situation. Not everybody knows what your family has going on or what your schedules are like. And so they're not going to know what's best for you. Only you do. All right, the third thing that will help us overcome worrying about what other people think of us. This is a truth you really need to hold on to. People aren't really thinking about you as much as you think they are. I'm going to say that again. People aren't really thinking about you as much as you think they are. This is how we all sort of tend to think the world sort of centers around us. Now, I know a lot, we don't all do that all the time, but we absolutely do assume that other people spend more time thinking about us than they really do. The amount of time that you spend worrying how other people see you is a lot more time than the amount of time other people are actually spend thinking of you. Did that make sense? You worry about it way more than other people really think about you. I want you just to sit with that for a minute. People are not thinking about you nearly as much as you think they are. Trust me, they're spending more time worrying about themselves than they are about you. Remind yourself of that truth. All right, the fourth thing is you will never, ever please everyone. There will always be someone who doesn't like you. So, having the goal to make everyone love you and make everybody happy is a fool's mission. It is a goal that you will never, ever fully attain. So why work towards a goal that's impossible to achieve? Accept that reality. There will always be someone who doesn't like you. And that's very freeing. Okay, and the fifth thing we need to remember to help us overcome this fear of man, I want you to remember you are the one who lives with the consequences or the results of the choices you make. If you can stand up before God and be comfortable with the life that you've lived, which really is a series of choices, right? Life is all a series of the choices we make, then you're good. You want God to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And if you're confident in that, then what other people think doesn't matter. Remember Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. Okay, I want women to live freely. This matters to me so much, you guys, and I really, really want you to not live trapped. I mean, it really is like an emotional prison, worrying how other people see you, what they think of you. I want you to live freely. I want you to flourish, right, in your relationships. That's why I wrote my free ebook called What God Really Says About Toxic Relationships. And that link is in the show notes. Please download it if you haven't already. That's my free gift to you. If you like this podcast and find it helpful, please subscribe and leave a review because it really truly does help other women find it who can benefit from these episodes. You can follow me on Instagram at faith.freedom.flourish. And we will do all kinds of things in the Facebook group to keep this conversation going. There's a private group. The link for that's in the show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, keep living faithfully free.